all week long, we've been asking you to tell us whether you're planning to talk politics over Thanksgiving. Some of you are skipping the festivities altogether.
I live in Florida, so I was going to go down to Florida, but some of my family, we disagreed about election results, so they told us to not talk to them for a while, so my parents are coming up here.
But for those of you who can't avoid conflicts, what do you talk about? WNYC's Mary Harris went looking for answers.
Whether we supported Clinton...
I had hopes for Hillary getting in, especially with Bernie Sanders having her ear.
Or Trump.
I've been a Democrat all my life, and I just changed to Republican. Obviously, I voted for Trump.
Today, some of us are sharing a little common ground.
I'm terrified about going to see my relatives on Thanksgiving.
Democrats and Republicans are getting into cars and wondering what's going to happen around the dinner table tomorrow.
I know my aunt voted for Trump. And I know it's going to come up, and I just don't know what to say. I know I have to say something, but I might just have to let this one go and bite my tongue.
I had a very unfortunate situation with my father-in-law where he ended up just screaming at us about you people and progressives, and so we would never do anything to sever a tie with our family, but it's created a real quandary in our family of how do you go forward from there and what do you talk about instead.
Everybody would be well advised to sort of calm down and listen to what others are saying and evaluate it for what it's worth.
Ken Feinberg is a lawyer and a mediator. He oversaw the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. He had a similar role after the massacre at Virginia Tech and the Sandy Hook shooting. Technically, his job is to assign a dollar amount to the terrible loss that people experience. But he says his real job is listening. And he's got a tactic if you're worried about Thanksgiving conversation this year.
Just before you begin that conversation, plan it. Organize your thoughts. Have an agenda rather than just knee-jerk.
And we know this is easier said than done.
I grew up in Minnesota, so I'm going to go out and see relatives there. And I just learned that my favorite cousins voted for Trump. And I was beyond shocked, and I don't know if I can talk.
Jim O'Grady, a reporter in our newsroom, decided he couldn't avoid talking altogether, but he could control when he spoke.
I am often at odds with my mom politically, so I decided to get it over with before Thanksgiving by calling her beforehand.
But if you can't keep your Thanksgiving politically neutral, you can do this.
Take out your smartphone and you find the stopwatch function and you say to your family, we're going to hear everybody out, but we're giving it 45 minutes.
There's a way to say to your group, hey, let's have a political conversation after the meal.
Henry Alford is an expert on manners. He told Brian Lehrer that this isn't a crazy idea. He says roping off political conversation can prevent the tyranny of dinnertime divas.
What will happen very, very often is that two or three people will dominate the conversation, that the Beyoncé of your Thanksgiving table will emerge and all of us other Rihannas and Frank Oceans will be staring at the gravy boat.
I called one more group of people for Thanksgiving advice. Therapists.
So what should people talk about instead around the dinner table?
Instead, how you doing? And actually be curious about the answer.
Owen Muir is a psychiatrist in Brooklyn.
People had really strong feelings. Donald Trump got elected. I'm not going to be able to get health care for my kids. Donald Trump is going to get elected. And I was a victim of sexual assault. And this is a trauma trigger for me.
For Dr. Muir, this election shows that many of us just aren't curious enough about what other people are feeling. So he has some practical advice for how all of us should talk to each other tomorrow.
Get yourself in a place where you can go, I don't know how you could feel that way. And it's not a period, it's a question mark. There are understandable feelings behind most people's actions. Very few people have totally confusing and perplexing internal states. Even psychotic people who believe things that are not true by definition are scared in a way that's understandable about some of those things.
Keep calm and carry on.
Keep calm and carry on curiously.
For WNYC, I'm Mary Harris.
We want to know how your Thanksgiving conversation goes, so after it's all over, give us a call and tell us. The number to call is 855-869-9692, and we may play your comments on the air.